The nighttime is the right time. Hey, this is Sean Wickens. And I want to talk about something I invented called the 30-Day Mental Strength Challenge. And I want to talk about self-limiting beliefs. But first, I want to go into some Moby Dick jokes that I have. And I think it's important to preface this by saying I've never read the book. It's kind of a longer story. We went over it in high school. My English teacher said it was his favorite novel of all time, but he said it was too long. So, you know, in front of a room full of boys, I went to an all-guys high school. This English teacher, who was very good, by the way, he told a bunch of boys that Moby Dick was the best novel of all time, but, you know, we weren't old enough to read it, and I still haven't, but, my first joke is that, and keep in mind, I just told you I never have read the book, but, my favorite book of all time is, Moby Dick. But I read it in the original whale sounds. That's a, if you need me to, if you don't like the joke, and you need me to explain it to you, just, let me know. Gosh, I'm blanking on these Moby Dick jokes now. One of them was about, you know, Moby Dick, the story of Moby Dick was based on real events about a real albino whale that was nicknamed Mocha Dick. You can look this up. This is, I mean, if not verifiable, someone else said it somewhere. But so if Moby Dick is based off of a real whale, that real whale, you know, just as Herman Melville never got to experience how successful Moby Dick was, this damn whale that the story was based off of never got to even know it was the subject matter of a book. Which is true injustice. The whale probably doesn't even know what books were. I feel like I had three or four whale jokes, but maybe we'll get back to those. That'll be a tease. But I did invent something called the 30-Day Mental Strength Challenge. And that also came from a joke. Or maybe a more of a Zen kind of thought. But it's the notion that all exercise really is just thinking you can get stronger. And yes, sometimes you think so strong that you can get strong that you end up picking up a bunch of heavy weights. But it all comes from the thought that you can get stronger. Even if, you know, I saw that Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary, he's still lifting weights in his 70s, or maybe he was just doing that for the camera. But if Arnold Schwarzenegger doesn't think he can get stronger, he can at least think he can stay as strong as he is, which, facing age, while aging, staying the same amount of strong is, in some ways, getting stronger if you're getting older. So I invented this thing called the 30-Day Mental Strength Challenge, where you just, for 30 days straight, think about exercising, or just think about exercise. And if you end up exercising, that's great. But if you don't, at least you are thinking about getting stronger, which, hell, I don't know. If at the end of 30 days you haven't exercised at all, maybe the 31st day you will exercise. Or maybe you won't think about exercise for 30 days straight, and you'll get disappointed with yourself or somehow motivated to actually jog or stretch. Stretching is exercise too. You know, if stretching can be exercise, then crying can be a form of exercising your tear ducts. So I'm currently in the midst of embarking on this 30-day mental strength challenge. Have I done a little bit of exercise over those days? Yes. How many days into the challenge am I? I won't tell you, but I can say that I'm farther along than anybody else in the world. Nobody has been doing this challenge longer than me. I've told some friends about it. I pitched it to my dad. I think he's doing it. But nobody's as far as long as me, not to brag. Oh, the other whale joke. Maybe I just have more whale jokes than Moby Dick jokes, but the other whale joke is that it's more of a stoner observation, I think. But it's the realization that whales, which are big, eat like the smallest thing in the ocean, plankton. And plankton is so small. How does a whale even know when it's eating or that it's eating? It could just be swimming around. And sometimes it just happens to, like, swim through some plankton. Whales might think that they don't eat. And I also, this is internet trivia, I don't know if it's true. Somebody can maybe fact check it for me. But supposedly whales never die of old age. They just die of muscle fatigue, being unable to return to the surface to catch a breath. So, you know, if we keep aerating the oceans, maybe whales will evolve into being able to breathe in oxygenated water. And then maybe we'll find out that they're, you know, invincible. Or, you know, eternal. And then at that point, the whales have won the evolutionary race. Humans didn't win. The whales did. You know, whoever loses, evolution still wins. But, all right, we'll end with some self-limiting beliefs-ish. But if there's a such thing as self-limiting beliefs, maybe there's the opposite that must be true. Self-unlimiting beliefs. Which is maybe too extreme to have self-unlimiting beliefs. Maybe that's how tyrants are made and people who think they're gods. But if we, maybe the way to do it is to not eradicate your own self-limiting beliefs. Maybe it's just to offset them with some self-unlimiting beliefs. To kind of, like, balance them out and also keep you kind of humble. So, this is my, endorsement of self-unlimiting beliefs. You know, if you want to rid yourself of your self-limiting beliefs, I say go for it. It's, you know, hey, maybe you think it's impossible to do that. But I can't tell you what to do. I'm not trying. I told a friend about this 30-day mental strength challenge, and she thought it was great that I'm not asking for any money. I'm not selling anything. I'm just telling you that you can believe in yourself enough to just think about exercise or exercising for 30 days in a row. And I am thinking about extending it one day. Anyway, 31 days. But, yeah, so I'm not selling anything. unless you want to buy a copy of Time Machine Blueprints off of Amazon, please do. And please give it a verified review. There's some good ones on there. There's some good unverified ones, too. But the verified ones are better. So, say, the Amazon experts. Where was I? 2023, I think. But all I'm saying is that believe in yourself enough that self-unlimiting beliefs are real, and you can think about exercise for 30 days straight. Maybe 31 if you're feeling, you know, extra tough. But I saw that American Gladiators documentary on Netflix. It was good. It was uplifting. You know, they go through some pain moments about being on the show. It sounds like these people who sacrificed their bodies kind of got fucked over in the end financially by the powers that be. I mean, can't most of America and the world identify with that story, maybe? Anyone who's worked in a factory or felt they've worked in a factory? So yeah, that's a good watch. You never get the whole story. There's American Gladiators that they didn't get to talk to, you know? But the dude who was this competitor, who his name was Eldon, I think. He was the oldest competitor to have ever competed at the time, I guess. And he won. And he was kind of a prick. But this guy needs a documentary about himself. I forget what his job was. Maybe he worked in a factory or a grocery store, but he ended up quitting, and then he ended up smuggling people across the border for, I think, 12 years, and then did two years in a Mexican prison. Which probably meant, if it didn't break him, it made him mentally stronger. So, if you're going to complain to me that you can't do 30 days of mental strength, there are other people in the world who have done more days than you have. So, there's my dare. I guess I'll wrap it up by saying that I'm going to be doing some live shows coming up. One in New York, one in Chicago, one in Vegas. Maybe nothing in LA. I don't know. I'd like to go to Baltimore pretty soon for some time travel business, but if you're in New York and you're interested in experiencing a unique experience, you know, unless you've been before, Stoned Laughs is Saturday night, Saturday, July 22nd. There's two shows, 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. If you can't find the link to get tickets, message me. But that information is out there. It's on Eventbrite. You can search for Stone Laughs. And it's a exclusive Midtown Manhattan location. Why do we not tell you where it is? Maybe it's the thrill of the hunt. You know what I mean? But also, it gets a little smoky in there. So we like to keep it discreet. There's two shows, 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. And a lot of great comedians are on it. I'll throw one name at you. Dave Adala is a comedian from Connecticut, and he's going to be in town for that. Luz Michelle is hosting, and I think Priya Blunts is returning. You know, I know for a fact she smokes. So, all right, that was Time Traveling Stoned, and I feel like that's good enough for now. Many blessings. You've been listening to some in the background royalty free music called Magic Escape Room. I believe this one's by Kevin MacLeod. I downloaded it for free on incompetech.com. Maybe one day I'll find some background music that fits a little bit better. Maybe I'll find some whale sounds one day. All right, there you have it.